Okay, let's think about this for a second. How do you make sure people nearby, like right in your town, can find you when they need you? Not talking about being famous everywhere today. Nope. We're doing a deep dive into getting seen online, but specifically close to home. And we got our information from a really great website. It's called The Marketing Tutor. Our goal today, pretty simple, really. We just want to unpack the big benefits, the good stuff that happens when your online content feels really local.
Yeah, it's interesting, isn't it, how much the sources, the marketing tutor, really push being seen right where you are. They talk about location-specific content. I mean, it sounds simple. Being seen is good, obviously. But what's the real value? Why focus so much on local searches instead of, say, trying to reach everyone?
Well, the sources really nailed this. The main benefit isn't just, more views. It's increased visibility, sure, but it's visibility based on high intent. Think about it like this. Someone just typing website design might just be browsing, right? Kicking tires.
Just looking around. Exactly. But someone's searching for something super specific like website redesign in Bridgewater.
Oh, okay.
That person, they likely need someone now, right there in Bridgewater.
Yeah.
That's high intent. And that means your chances of making a sale, your conversion rates, they just shoot way up.
I like that. Very specific. So it's less like casting a huge net and more like, I don't know, laser targeting, aiming right at a specific town or area. And the marketing tutor, the source material, it gives real examples, right? Showing businesses focusing on specific places.
Yeah, they do.
They mention things like on-page SEO in Portland or maybe e-commerce marketing in Plymouth. And why does that matter so much? I mean, putting the city name in there.
Well, it's what search engines want to see. You're
Ah.
basically telling Google or whatever search engine, hey, for someone searching in this city, like Portland or Plymouth, we are the best, most relevant answer.
Gotcha. You're waving a flag saying relevant here.
Yeah, precisely.
Yeah.
And connecting that to the bigger picture, that local focus, that's what drives improved SEO. Specifically, your ranking in that local area, it helps you kind of sidestep the huge national companies because the search engine sees that location keyword like Portland and thinks, aha, this site is exactly what this user needs right here, right now.
Okay, so let's make it real for someone listening. Why should you care about putting, say, Plymouth in your e-commerce marketing plan if maybe you sell stuff online everywhere?
Good question. Because it gives you direct access to valuable traffic.
Valuable traffic, meaning.
Meaning visitors who are already in the right place geographically and are much, much more likely to buy something right away. Local fails, basically. The stuff on the marketing tutor is super clear about this. Using that specific city name directly helps boost those local sales. And it does something else, too. It makes you look like the go-to expert, the authority in that specific area for what you do.
Right, builds trust locally. Exactly. Increased authority. So you're working smarter, targeting the people most likely to buy with the perfect answer for them right where they are.
So, wrapping this up then, what does this all mean for you listening?
Here.
If you want those really good things like visitors who actually buy, strong local trust, better search results nearby, you need to make sure your online plan knows exactly where you are physically. Anchor it to a place.
Yeah, and that brings up a really interesting question, actually. Since making content for specific places is clearly so important, how often should you be checking it? Is it like a set it and forget it kind of thing? Probably not.
Yeah, good point.
The source material, the marketing tutor, sort of suggests you should probably look at your local content, your keywords, maybe every season or at least a couple of times a year, just to make sure you're still lined up with what local people are actually searching for right now. Keep it fresh, you know?
Makes sense. Stay current with what the locals need.
Well, thanks for joining us for this deep dive into the real benefits of thinking local with your online strategy, all inspired by the great insights we found over on the Marketing Tutor website.